Australia, it's time to talk. 132710 around Australia on the Triple M network. It's Australia by Night with Stephen Senatiempo.
G'day and welcome to the program on this Monday, the 17th of September. I'm Stephen Senatiempo. This is Australia by Night and you're on the Triple M network right across the country. Why don't you pick up the phone and give us a call tonight? 132710 is the number. If you can't get to the phone though, you can always send us a message via the Australia by Night with Stephen Senatiempo Facebook page. Well, with all, most things in politics and policy in Australia these days, we never really get the full truth. And the Prime Minister says that immigrants are not the biggest strain on our infrastructure. Of course he's right, because our permanent migration rate is not that high in the overall scheme of things. The reality is the biggest area of growth in our population is people that already live here. We're having babies. Not as many as we used to, but it's still more than the immigration rate, particularly the permanent immigration rate. Now, of course, we could look at our visiting students, overseas students, which account for about 500,000 people a year. But, of course, it's our third biggest export industry, so we'd be cutting off our nose despite our face if we looked at that. Now, the Prime Minister, as I said, is right when he says that they're not the biggest strain on infrastructure. Now, there's two problems with that. The only thing we can actually change is the immigration rate. You can't stop people from having babies and you can't stop natural population growth. Well, not unless you enact policies like Communist China used to, but we're not going to do that anytime soon. The second issue is that we don't have the infrastructure to put the strain on in the first place. One thing that Australia has been lacking for generations now is foresight from government. Major infrastructure projects. Now, I saw a call come out from the federal government today for people to nominate their mobile phone black spots in their area. In 2018, there are still places in Australia where you can't make a mobile phone call. We trolled to roll out this ridiculous national broadband network that was never going to work properly and will be obsolete by the time it's finished. We know that we have major issues with water infrastructure. But where's the government talking about building dams or pipelines or whatever? We know that we have a massive issue with energy prices. But where is government talking about building new energy generation facilities? Now, let's put aside whether it should be renewables or coal or nuclear or whatever for a moment. There's not even a discussion about building this stuff. What about the fact that our road system is not adequate for a country the size we live in? See, it's all well and good to say cutting immigration is not going to fix the problem, and it's not. But we need to look at the elephant in the room and talk about what the real problem is, and that is that we don't have governments with the foresight to start building Australia. Once upon a time, we talked about nation building. Unfortunately, in the last 20 or 30 years, that's all we've done is talk. Now, we've even stopped that conversation. 132710, let's talk about it tonight. This is Australia by Night with Stephen Senatiempo.